I follow my rules, and I am happy. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capo, California, with Bible Stories. I follow my rules, and I am happy. Unto thine own self be true, and thou canst be false to no man. This biblical statement comes out of many statements of the prophets and of the psalmists and all of the things, but mainly it comes out of the life of the master teacher himself. I follow my rules and I am happy. Now, what is the rule that Jesus lived his life by? He said, I am the Son of God. He said, God is in me. He said, I am God. He said, I am the allness. Look here or there, but look within, and there you find God. You find the allness. Okay, now, I follow my rules and I am happy. What were the rules of the master teacher? What sort of rules did he follow? Well, the first rule, and the most important rule, would be the rule that God is a God of love. So, in all of Jesus' activities, he was a God of love. He was an emissary of the concept of love. Love was his reality. Love was all that he did and all that he chose and all that he wanted. Love was the only thing that mattered to him. And so he would go around loving the little children. He'd say, let them come unto me, for such is the kingdom of heaven. He said, it is no matter what, how great or how small your need or your desire is, it is done. Whether a sparrow falls, the divine recognizes all and recognizes everything. This is just some of the symbology and some of the truths that are taught by the master teacher. I follow my rules and I am happy. And as he walked into the synagogue as a rabbi, he taught the people and they listened to him and they were amazed at the profundity of his awareness, the simplicity of his language, the ability he had to touch the heart near and far, and how he could just, in his conversational way, express how much he loved all life and all the world. He did not get over dramatic. He did not get shouting and screaming and hollering like many of the rabbis had done and like many of the leaders of foundations have done. They feel they have to raise their voice to get the attention. He spoke in love and peace. His attitude was, peace, my peace I give unto you. I follow my rules and I am happy, he tells his world. And he does follow his rules. Now, are we following our rules? Are we following the rules that we believe? Have we set up a pattern for ourselves in our life and then chosen to walk that path in its simplicity and beauty and honor? Or have we listened to the rules of somebody else that we are not fully assured about, not fully confident in? And as we listen to these rules, we sort of rebelliously follow them. Well, now that's no following at all. That's not how the master would do it. I follow my rules and I'm happy. Do you follow your rules and you're happy? Do you make your rules? People follow my teachings. They follow the concepts that I share in the University of Healing here, in the Absolute University of Philosophy, in the Absolute Monastery. They follow the teachings that I share. And then they go around and say, this is what Herb Byerly said. This is what the University of Healing says. This is what the University of Philosophy says. This is what the Absolute Monastery says. And I said, bull roar, don't do that. Be yourself and have fun. Tell your philosophy. I believe love is the most powerful thing we could ever know. And don't say Herb Byerly believes love is the most powerful thing, or Jesus believes love is, or God is the God of love. Just say, I believe. And the strongest, most powerful phrases we can ever speak are in the first person present tense positive. The strongest, most powerful attitudes we can ever have are our attitudes about ourselves. What is your attitude about yourself? What do you believe about yourself? What do you think about yourself? Who are you? Do you follow your rules? Do you know what your rules are? Do you know why your rules are what they are? Do you know that? Do you know where you're going in life and what you're going to accomplish in life? Do you know that? Well, if you do, you're doing great. If you're following someone else's boat, someone else's road, someone else's trip, someone else's path, then you'll be sure that you'll have confusion all along the way. Until you make a philosophy yours, until you make principles yours that you really believe in and you follow with all of your heart and soul and being, until then, you'll be going along a dead-end street. And you'll say, but there's more, there's got to be more. Yes, there is. There is more when we make it our own. There is more when we walk the true path of joy and harmony and goodness. When we walk the true path of peace and love and fulfillment. When we are ourselves and have fun. Be yourself and have fun. This is the teaching of the University of Healing. This is the teaching of the University of Philosophy. This is the teaching that Jesus gave us so many years ago. Be yourself and have fun. Unto thine own self be true, and thou canst be false to no man. I follow my rules, and I am happy. And as I follow my rules, and I am happy, my life is so rewarding, so fulfilling, so fantastic, that nothing much else could matter to me. How about you? Are you ready to walk that road and claim the truth about yourself? Make up your own story. Make up your own path. Make up your own rules. Make up your own choice. If you are, then you can be sure that you're following your own rules, and you can be sure that you'll live a happy, happy, happy life. For only in being yourself and having fun. Man, know thyself. Only in being yourself can you have the fulfillment of every good thing in life. I know this is what I am enjoying now, and I always enjoy it, because I'm being myself and having fun. And I'm finding that life is a truly exhilarating, exciting adventure, and it's just for me. Have a wonderful day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.